Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the next 5 hours of your life. Or maybe just the next hour or so until you go to bed. It is Gabe Ramirez with you on 104.3 The Score, live and local for the next 5 hours. Ready to hang out with you guys. We got Tyler Farrengal producing today. What up, baby T?
What is going on, Gabe? How are you this evening? This morning? No, I should say.
Well, I did just wake up. So to me, it's like the morning. That's the only way to do this. I know you're young. You got young heart, young legs, young lungs, young brain. So you can just roll through till 5 a.m. as if you were playing Madden on your Xbox. But I, however, have three kids and must go to bed when they do at 8 o'clock and get my little 3 hours in. And then I wake up at 5, or and I get off at 5 in the morning. I get home like around 5:15. I live in Oak Park. 10-minute shot. Super quick. And then when I get home, I sleep from like 5:30 to about 7. That's when the kids wake up. If not 6:30. And then you like got to get them ready to go, whatever. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And then once they're done, I'm just done dropping everybody off like around 8:45. Then I come home and go to sleep for a couple of hours. But luckily, I am ready to roll for you guys. And a couple things. Obviously, this is for those of you that didn't get a chance to hear me on Sunday into Monday. This is going to be a regular thing now where the days that we're shooting for are Sunday into Monday and Thursday into Friday. And I'll be here just hanging with you guys, talking about all things Chicago. You know, just being, not doing the Westwood One thing overnight, giving you guys somebody to actually talk to. And speaking of talking to, when I did this on Sunday into Monday, I did the same thing. I let everybody know from the beginning. I'm not going to be some guy that's going to try to talk to you for 25 minutes straight. Not doing that. I mean, I could, but I don't want to do that at all. Zero. So for those, like, you need to be reminded that all of my shows will be interactive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not out here trying to just talk to myself. I am, if I'm going to be up overnight, it's to talk to you. Okay. It is not to just talk at you. It is to talk with you. So with that being said, the phone lines are open and I'm looking for the first caller of the day. 312-644-6767, because we, your 12 o'clock hour got to be my phone call hour. So here's my starter for you, because you can talk about anything. Let's be very clear. But that's very bad radio to just be like, call up and talk about whatever you want. So what I want you to do is I've been trying to think about what my, because, you know, we're in this like lull, right? NFL is finished. The Bulls lost 6 straight. Cubs and Sox are reporting pitchers and catchers. So I started to think to myself and I was like, what is my mood right now for Chicago sports? Where is my mood at? Because when I was watching the Bears, turn every day to the maximum. Bulls kicked off. Remember, they were 5-0 or something like that out the gate. You know, they were hot. So I was feeling good about that one. Now, the Bears have ended. The Bulls are where they're at. And the Sox kind of got me excited. So my mood right now is, I'm in a, what do I want to say? I'm not in a bad mood. I'm not in a good mood. I'd say decent. I'm decent right now. I'm all right. That's what it is. I'm all right when it comes to Chicago sports right now. So anyway, so I want to know how you're feeling about Chicago sports in general. But then more specifically, you know, we're coming off a couple of things here. And of course, you got a lot of news going on in the city today. So you could talk about anything like that. Like, for example, Iowa putting in a bid on the Bears. You got, of course, the mayor of Hammond and all these other cities coming out trying to Portage, Indiana. What is it called? Hurricane Harbor? Just kidding. Palace Harbor is what it's called. And so, you know, so much stuff like that is coming on. But I gotta get my first caller. You know what it was? Last week when we did, or Monday when we did, it was coming off the Super Bowl. So people were ready for that one. And now we got to be talking about just the day. You know what I'm saying? So again, 312-644-6767. Looking for my first phone caller of the day, of the night. Because, again, this is going to be an interactive show, so we got to be talking about stuff like that. So, of course, Bulls are out there. I want to be talking about some Olympics a little later in the show. Because I feel like I, like most, have a guilty pleasure where I want to be talking, you know, be watching some Olympic sports. And I know I'm not the only one. So I want to talk to some people about what you feeling there about that. I'm talking expectations for Cubs and Sox. I'm talking about Nick Castellanos talking about bringing a beer in the dugout. I mean, listen, the slate is open. I know what I have in the holster, but again, you know, that's, it'd be boring if I just sat here and talked for 30 minutes.
I know what you're trying to describe for the mood in Chicago sports.
Yeah.
It's like that mode when you put your phone on snooze.
Okay.
Because
like this.
I felt the same way. You're on like this ridiculous high watching Bears football because super the last three to actually screw the last three, 4 years, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
It's been forgettable. Now you're like, I can't get enough. Baseball season, I agree, being a Cubs fan, I'm very optimistic, even with the White Sox. Like, I know they're not going to be great, but they're looking at another step in the right direction.
Sure.
You're optimistic. You're kind of in this lull right now with the Bulls. You're like, eh. But it's a quick month and a half. You're just, you're taking a little, like a mini break. It's like a snooze.
I just want to know your sports mood right now. You know? What is your sports mood currently? And what is, I'm also curious, what's occupying your brain? Right, because if it's is it Caleb Williams in the 3-point contest, the celebrity 3-point contest, is that what's occupying your brain, or are you thinking simply about the Cubs winning the NL Central, or maybe you're a Bulls fan and you're sad that Kobe White is gone? I mean, I don't know. But again, phone lines are open. Looking for that first caller, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Ryan from Oak Forest. Ryan, I heard you're a night owl.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm here. I work 3 to 11. Knew you were coming on today.
Love it.
So I do agree. This is one of the slowest and most awkward times in sports because, you know, no football, no baseball, hockey, they're playing in the Olympics, and basketball is heading into its all-star break starting tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talk about how to fix the all-star game and how to fix NBA tanking. And let me tell you, there's also talk about how to get me a woman, right? And it'd be foolish of me to say that there's no fixing that. But I want to say, I think there's no fixing the whole tanking for a guy, for a chance at a guy who might not be good. There's just no fixing that. And as far as the All-Star game, I mean, guys are going to just continue to play patty cake. And I know that's kind of a Debbie Downer take, right? Friend of the show, Nick Wright, right? He actually had this crazy idea of having, do you hear it?
That's hilarious.
That'd be white versus black, except the problem is we were the guy like you or me or Jaime Jaquez, right? Goes like this.
Yeah.
So that's a non-starter. It's just, I don't know much. I heard they're doing like European and like the old heads.
What about Yuki Kawamura? You know what I'm saying? If Yuki gets in there, where is he going to play at?
The way he's playing, he might just make it somewhere in there, right?
Tell me about it. Well, I love All-Star Weekend. You know what I mean? I'm just an NBA fan, so I do love the festivities and, you know, the video game nature of seeing superstars that you just, you know, you obviously wouldn't normally see them playing together. So then you get the opportunity to see them. I think that's cool. The dunk contest, I mean, without a doubt, I think we all can agree that it's lost its allure a bit. 3-point contest is cool. They should back it up a little bit, though, Ryan, the 3-point contest. You know what I mean? Like, people can shoot from all over the place now. Just make it ridiculous. Like, make it 4 feet behind the 3-point line. See who can make those. Like, that I'm more interested in something like that, the unbelievable. And the Rising Stars game I really enjoy. Just because you get an opportunity to see guys that aren't all-stars, but that could potentially be that. You see Modest in there playing again. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, proud of him. And that Bulls We're going to have to talk about the Bulls. I might not want to. You might not want to. But
dollar in the bucket.
It's just going to be Bulls. And I think Matas, you know, I think he's got the keys. Billy Donovan, he's got in over his head, right? Because they're going to just complete guards, and I don't know if they really have a plan, right? Yeah,
that's
something
tough.
I don't really.
That's what I'm saying. So, Ryan, I guess the question that we were asking earlier is, you know, what is your mood then when it comes to Chicago sports in the present? Like, what are you? Are you on snooze? Are you on do not disturb? Are you, you know, highly active? Like, where are you at, you'd say, right now?
Right now, I am contemplating whether I want to make this wager that the Bears will make the Super Bowl because, I mean, shoot.
What are the odds right now, Ryan?
What, like $3 will get you like $80?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got $3. Yeah, I got $3 for sure laying around that I would love to do that too. I might have to borrow it from Tyler, Ryan. I might have to borrow it from Tyler, but I think I could do it.
We might have to wait because we might lose Brisker. That might hurt our chances and, you know, raise the odds even more. And I don't know what's going on there. I heard we're going to be losing a lot of our secondary guys. Brisker, is Byard going to stay? I think he's the best player.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Kevin Byard is getting a little long in the tooth. You know, might have had his best game or best season of his career. And then Jaquan Brisker, I mean, he's a guy that is coming off his rookie contract ready to get paid. And I'm sure the way he played in the playoffs and, you know, he's not taking health into consideration, so he wants top dollar. So I think I could see someone like the Atlanta Falcons, you know, where Ian Cunningham is gone now, taking a stab at a Jaquan Brisker just to kind of solidify their defense as opposed to getting a bit younger.
Yeah, and yeah, Falcons, good fit. Nashawn Wright, he might go to the Jets because, what, they had, like, no interceptions? They're probably going to offer him a dumb truck of money. He's a leader. Him and Kevin Byard, they need interceptions. So look to the Jets for either of those two gentlemen to go to.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ryan. I appreciate it. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 104.3 The Score. It's a good conversation about Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard. I think most people, I can't say it enough. After watching the Super Bowl, you kind of, it's like there's an evaluation problem in Chicago, okay? There's an evaluation problem. And we as fans overvalue our talent when it gets to the city. And the two instances I'm thinking of is the Bulls and the Bears. The Bears, with Jaquan Brisker, Kevin Byard, on Monday when I was working over this after the Super Bowl, I talked about how the two teams that were in the Super Bowl, Seattle and New England, their secondary was crazy. And, you know, we as Bears fans, I mean, how many times throughout the year did we say the secondary was the best position group of the Chicago Bears? Secondary. On defense, obviously. Secondary. And then you see the Seattle Seahawks and you see the New England Patriots, and you're like, ooh, that's our best? Because they're not as good as those guys. And so I say that to say, you know, where we value our players, sometimes we overvalue them. And so a guy like Kevin Byard and Jaquan Brisker, put them in a Pro Bowl, both of them. Right? That's what we think as Bears fans. We're like, did you watch Kevin Byard play all year? Did you see Jaquan Brisker and what kind of a difference maker he is? You know, and I think, again, we might overvalue them. And we also saw it as a fan base firsthand with the Chicago Bulls, where everybody's like, I can't believe they didn't get first round picks for these people. And it's like, here's an idea. Maybe they're not good enough to get first round picks back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think Kobe White is an all-star. You think, and I do, nobody loves Kobe and Io and these guys more than I do, to be very clear. I think they're all-stars. But I'm saying, we as a fan base think, I am part of that fan base that thinks that. Io DeSumo, oh my God, what, Vooch, come on. Vooch is coming off the bench for the Celtics. Has not started a game yet. Vooch is, listen to that again. Vooch is coming off the bench. He's a starter for the Bulls because the Bulls weren't necessarily that good. So you're getting these guys that again, you want a first-round pick for it. You're so upset you didn't get a first-round pick. You didn't get a first-round pick for Alex Caruso. You got Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey's better. You know who your first-round picks were the last? Julian Phillips, Noah Essengay, Dalen Terry. These are your first-round picks. Yes, Josh Giddey's better than them. So you didn't need a first-round pick. You didn't need the 18th pick in the draft. You got a Josh Giddey. So there's things like that where I think we have an evaluation problem on our hands, and I've never lived anywhere else, so I can't say if other cities are as delusional. But I know it exists. Again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. 104.3. We live and local overnights. Because that's... And I got a feeling, you know, Tyler, the first day I was like... Sunday, it was Super Bowl. Maybe people were out drinking. Maybe, and it was Sunday into Monday. Thursday into Friday, rough. This might be rough. This might be rough.
I crashed out pretty early after the Super Bowl, so I didn't get a chance to catch your show, but definitely a different vibe. Post-football season, too, it's like, man, it feels different.
You know what it is? It's that I know I have room to just, like, talk and do my Les Grobs thing, you know what I'm saying? But I just, that's not my jam. You know, like, I don't mind being solo, but just talking to you about my opinions, I mean, I could. I got some takes in here. I got some deep cuts. Because I know overnight you got to have deep cuts. The what Olympic sport do you like? Are you kidding me? That is an A-plus overnight bit. Like, if you're up overnight and you're like, damn, you know what? I do like the luge or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a sport. Because back, I'm going to be talking about this multiple times. But, you know, Olympic sports, back when I was young, Tyler, maybe not, I mean, you know, I know there's an age gap between you and I, but does Olympic sports not interest you at all?
Oh, totally. Oh, well, first, let me disclose. Are you more of a winter or a summer guy?
Both.
Do you prefer one or the other?
Of course, the summer one has the cool stuff, right? Like, that I would normally get into. And obviously, I'm not, you know, doing a slalom, you know what I'm saying? Like, or the uphill mile in 5 minutes on some skis. Like, I'm not doing that. But the same way, like, people always ask me, they're like, somebody today, as a matter of fact, was like, hey, what kind of music do you like? Didn't know who I was. And I was like, I like live music. Anything that's live, I don't care. It doesn't matter if it's country or rock or whatever. Like, I can get down with it. Same thing goes for Olympics. But the reason I like that, the reason I like live music is because you're an artist. You are actually taking an instrument and creating something in front of me. I marvel at that. I think that's amazing. With the Olympics, it's like, bro, you're the best skeet shooter in the world. I'm going to take a second to see how much better you are than everyone. Like, that's the part that's cool about the Olympics too, that you could be going up against the best people around the world and you could still dominate them. You know what I'm saying? You could be so much better than someone else that is the best in their entire country. Think about that. You got a whole ass country. You got one dude that's like, yeah, I'm Mike. I'm the best skeet shooter in this whole island of, I don't know, Jamaica, right? Like, I am the best skeet shooter. And he's like, and everybody's like, Mike, the skeet shooter is crazy. He's amazing. Then Mike, the skeet shooter, goes to face Jeff from Canada. And he gets his ass whooped. And it's the funniest thing. Not the funniest, but it's like, it's great. That's what I love about the Olympics. I just love watching greatness. I'm telling you, man, people are on either sides of the fence when it comes to greatness. You either like Tom Brady, you either like Floyd Mayweather, or you don't. And I love greatness. So I don't mind seeing it. Lindsey Vonn tearing up her knee and then doing squats 3 days later on social media to prove that she's badass. Like, yes, give me that. Give me more of that, please. Give me these curling. You scrub that damn ice. You scrub that ice until that little pelota gets right where it needs to go. I'd love it. And if the people from Hungary shave that ice better than the people from Mexico, then damn it, so be it. Oh, man, I love it. All right, we'll get into more of that in a second. But I do want to take your phone calls, all right? 312-644-6767. Let's go to Charles in Mundelein. Charles, now, I was trying to dub the people that called overnight the night owls. You know, it was that. It was the scorekeepers, the Midnight Mob, or the Graveyard Gang. Any of those stand out to you, Mike, or Charles, since you're calling in?
Hey, first of all, this is so cool because I work in bars, and I usually get off around this time, and I used to call in late night to talk to Les Grobstein. And when I got in the car tonight and I had 104.3 The Score on, I'm like, wait, Gabe Ramirez on right now? Let's go.
Let's go, so baby.
I just want to tell you, man, I followed you, you know, through the years, you know, when you did the FM stuff, and it's just really cool that you're doing this right now. But I got to tell you, man, I work in bars, like I said, and I knew it was going to be a rough night. I walk in tonight, and Curly is on every single
TV. Let's go.
He's really here right now, and I just know, like, you guys are talking about, like, where you're at, like, as a Chicago sports fan, and it's like, I don't know. That's the answer to the question. It's okay to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
My TikTok For You page is just full of Bears highlights, and it's like, bro, I'm reliving the Packers throw over and over, or even the Rams throw. It's just like, seeing that and be able to live in that one more time, just to have that emotion. Now we're going to be thirsty for it for the next, you know, 7 months or whatever it is.
Charles, what it really is, you know what I'm saying, you're in a relationship with the Bears, and you keep going back to the good old days. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, I remember when we used to go out on dates all the time. Oh, I remember when we went to the museum. Like that, you're thinking of, that's what you're doing. You're uncertain about the future. Why are you unsure, Charles, about the Bears? Because that's what it sounds like is happening right now.
Well, because this has really been the perspective with so many people. You don't know when you're going to get another bite at the apple.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid next year they go 10-7 or, you know, 9-8 and they miss the playoffs. Like, bro, that'd be such a letdown. But that's totally possible. It's totally possible.
Of course it is, because we know that there's that, like, window in the NFL where you could be, you know, 12-5 or you could be 9-8, right? Just depending on how the ball bounces. And we saw that even last year with the Bears and their 7 comeback victories. I mean, it's going to be a tough season, but how do I want to ask this? When you're thinking about the offense of the Chicago Bears, it was spectacular the first season under Ben Johnson. Are you expecting a jump? Or are you just expecting a more refined offensive product from the Bears?
You know, I'm just going to say this, bro, and then I'm going to hang up because I know that you're going to agree with me. Caleb Williams showed that he's him from week 7 on. And by the time we got to that Packers game in the wild card, seeing him barking at people on the sidelines and the intensity, it wasn't like he was being like a drama queen or whatever. He was in it, and you could tell that he was locked in. And if we're going to get 17 games of that next year, bro, just wait. I appreciate you, Gabe. Keep doing your thing, man.
Charles from Mundelein, I appreciate you, and you're absolutely, absolutely right. Caleb Williams is capital H, capital I, capital M, him, without a doubt. And I think you bring up some great points, Charles. The command that Caleb had, and you know, you can point to the tail end of the season of how his command was of the offense. But I always go to the beginning of the season, preseason even, first game of the season, where he was telling Cole Kmet, he was telling Robert Tonyan, like, this is where you need to be in the play. Like, telling guys where to go. And this is when they were dealing with their pre-snap issues, you know, hella penalties at the beginning of the season. And Caleb was like, still knew where guys needed to go. And at that moment, I was like, oh, damn, this is a different Caleb. Like, he gets it. And Ben Johnson said it, right? He threw a ton of stuff at Caleb Williams, wanted to see how he would respond, dialed it back, and then built off of that, off from there. And I think we can all agree that Caleb Williams is going to be the guy. He's going to win you games. Like, you're going to get 3 victories just because of Caleb Williams. And so it's about those other games, right? Like, when you got to go, like, next year, you got to go to Seattle. There's Let me pull this up real quick. I got to look up the Bears' opponents for 2026. Oh, there, here it is. So the Bears dropped this. So you got, I mean, damn. These are the road games. You got the Lions, the Dolphins, the Packers, the Falcons, the Vikings, the Panthers, the Bills, and the Seahawks. Low-key, that doesn't sound as bad as it did maybe 3 weeks ago or however many months ago when that came out. Because when that came out, I was like, damn, this Bears record is going to be tough. Because then the home opponents, you got the Lions, the Eagles, tough. You got the Jaguars, the Packers, the Jets, the Vikings, the Patriots. You play both Super Bowl teams next year? You want to talk about getting your S ready? The Patriots and the Seahawks? I didn't know that. Drake, when Drake May comes to town, I might have to go to that game.
Do you remember how miserable that game was last year, Patriots-Bears at Soldier Field? That was the,
no, I don't.
The Shane Waldron was canned after that game.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yes, sorry. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. 2024 season. Mm-hmm. 140 yards of offense with no turnovers.
Ooh.
Just straight up bad football.
Yeah, that was... I do remember that now because...
19-3 final score, by the way. Patriots won.
Oof. And that was a game the Bears thought they were going to win. I do remember that. They're like, oh, we're going to win this game.
Right after the Cardinals loss.
Yeah. And you're like, the Patriots don't have anybody except Drake May. That's when you learned that. That's a decent schedule. I got to be honest. It's not as bad as I thought it was. Especially, like, you got to go to your division and see how you're feeling about that. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. Quick little break, Ski. Going to come back. Take a little deeper dive into that opponent's schedule. I do want to get a couple calls lined up, though. I wanted to be able to chat with you on the other side. Text messages are coming in. What's up, Gabe? Is this a new slot? What's the schedule here? Shout out, Al. Al, essentially, you know, a couple things. I could say this at 12:27 tonight. I think a couple things. I've been in radio now for almost 20 years. Oh, my God. 18 years I've been in this industry, and I've been fortunate enough to make a living and feed my family, pay my bills. And I've also been witness to people that have this taken away from them. And I think that's the bigger thing for me. I've seen this get taken away from people. I keep wanting to curse. I've seen it get taken away from me. And you know, when approached to do this shift, do I want to do it? No. Nobody wants to really be working overnight. I mean, this is not natural, right? It's not a natural thing to do. But where else are you going to be given a platform to, you know, talk for 5 hours on the radio on the biggest sports station in Chicago, right? So you get that luxury. So I love that. I also know that there's a lot more freedoms overnight, right? I genuinely enjoy connecting with those that call in. I put out my little Google Doc. When you talk, I take notes. You know, I want to make sure I'm responding to everything you're saying because I think it's important. And so to be out here, I understand that there are people in Chicago. I've been those people, just like Charles from Underline. My man's getting off work and he's used to hearing Westwood One. And I think the score, myself, Mitch, etc., it was like, all right, you know, we're on the FM dial. Let's give the people what they want. A couple extra overnights. And you know what? Whatever, right? Whatever. You go, you work, you put it in. But more so than anything else, I when I talk to my wife, she doesn't care. My wife's a brick wall. My kids, it is a one-way conversation with my kids. They talk to me. I don't talk to them. You know what I'm saying? So this is special because you get to do something like that. So I want to chat with you, all right? 312-644-6767. If you want to talk about your Bears, I am in on that. I want to know what your mood is right now for Chicago sports. So many things coming up. And I want to be very clear that this is open. Every hour is not going to be open, but this one's open. You want to talk Blackhawks? Do you have any Blackhawks thoughts? I am in on that. You know, I work at CHSN, talk about my Blackhawks all the time. If you want to talk about the Chicago Fire, yeah, my soccer people. Opening day, February 21st, right around the corner. I would love to do a little bit of that. And then for my baseball folks that are out there, we will be getting into what are your expectations for Cubs and Sox. Could be completely different, but expectations nonetheless. I'm curious what those are for fans of those respective teams. All right, phone lines are open. Going to chat with you. Got a ton more on the way, so don't go anywhere. Again, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you all the way till 5 a.m. Diablo. Right here on 104.3 The Score.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Live and local right here on 104.3 The Score. We got to get some new sounders. Did he say back to Gabe Ramirez on 670 to score?
I just completely realized that.
I know, bro. Don't worry. I used to be a producer. So I have ears. And I can hear things. It's crazy. I know you were. Sometimes when you're a producer, you're just so locked in. You can't hear it.
I'm still getting you. I'm surprised I haven't slipped up and said 670 on the air instead of 104.3. It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Even answering the phones too. Like it hasn't happened yet, but I have a feeling it might soon.
I got to be honest. Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score here, by the way. It is been much more seamless than I thought. You know, 104 Jams. I mentioned before the break that I've been working in this radio industry for 18 years. And to be very clear, all 18 have been right here in this building. That's the craziest part. Like, I'm not, usually when people work in radio for 18 years, they've bounced around the country. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very rare you are doing it in one space.
Yeah, that's incredible for you.
It's crazy. Trust me. There are people that work here that, like, I might not see him for, like, 3 months. And then I'll run across him and be like, what the hell are you doing here? I'll be like, I'm a ghost. I am in the walls. But 104.3 used to be Oldies 104.3, then K-Hits, then Jack FM, and then Jams, and now The Score. So, again, as someone who's lived through all of those stations, I thought that maybe The Score being on 104.3, but it sounds so smooth. 104.3 The Score. I don't know why it works. Maybe it's because we're meant to be. But we're meant to be together hanging out right now. It's Gabe Ramirez, overnights, all the way till 5 in the morning. Going to be handing you off all the way to Dustin Rhodes when he comes on. But in the meantime, we're taking phone calls, man. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm going to be doing these damn shows, shout out Les Grobstein, if I'm going to be doing these shows, Grobber, I need to be talking to your people. Like, there needs to be phone calls overnights because I got to be honest. One, it makes the show much, much better when people are calling in. And we get to talk about whatever you want. The wheel is there. So let's go out. Tyler Ferengar producing today, baby T. Let's go out to John. John, are you a night owl?
No, man. I just got off work not too long ago.
Okay. See, I'm going to put you on the game because I know you're going to be hanging out with me on overnights, all right? So we're calling the callers that call overnight night owls. And when I say,
okay, sounds good.
Well, check this out, John. And then this is how you know you're in, because you're either in the club or you're not in the club. You know what I'm saying? So you, because now you're in, when I say, are you a night owl? You say, who? You know what I'm saying? See? And that's how I know you're in.
Gotcha.
That's how I know you're in the club, right? And if you say, when I say, John, are you a night owl? You're like, no, I got off work. Everybody that's listening in the car is like, this guy. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to try it again, though. Okay? We're going to try it again. But we're going to keep going. Like, we're not going to live there. You know what I mean? So I go like this. John from downtown. John, you a night owl?
Who?
Exactly. All right, what do you want to talk about, John? See? That's how we do it, baby. That's how you do it on the overnights. All right, John, what's on your mind?
I was thinking about salary cap. Okay. Everybody was talking about the Bears, and I was listening to Clay Harbor earlier.
Yep.
And he made a lot of sense. I'm thinking, if, well, this is up to the McCaskies, obviously, George. If he wants to rework those contracts and give the people a bonus so they don't count as much against the cap, they could do a lot of damage in free agency.
Okay, like what? Give me an example of what you feel like would be a good one to convert dollars into bonuses.
Like DJ's contract, okay. Dio's contract, possibly, I mean, obviously, if the guys are willing to do it, Montez's contract. I think then you'd be able to go out and get yourself a corner, a safety, and a middle linebacker.
Yeah. Okay. So of the two linebackers that the Bears have, Tremaine Edmonds certainly could be a cap casualty. You know, saving $15 million.
That's what everybody's saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And even I know you don't, you know, you don't want to get rid of T.J. Edwards because he's so good, but he, you could save $8 million by getting rid of T.J. Edwards also. And remember, he has the injury, so. You know, you're not going to re-sign him anyway at the end of the, you know, you might not re-sign him at the end of the next season. So there's a couple of ways you can go there. But restructuring is interesting. Restructuring is interesting. And you know what? I think, and I'm curious, John, I want to ask you about this because, you know, obviously a lot of people have been talking about DJ Moore's contract and moving on from it. But no one's talking about the fact that Ryan Poles gave DJ Moore all that money. Like the bad contract that he has that Adam Hoge said is difficult to move, or Dan Weider difficult to move, it's also the result of your GM giving him those dollars.
True. I think keeping DJ is probably the smarter move. I think he's more valuable being here than not being here.
Same. I agree with you. I love DJ Moore. I think people forget, John, that, you know, the offense was able to operate the way that it was because defenses had somebody to focus in on. So you're able to find Rome. You're able to find Luther Burden. You're able to find Colson Loveland because DJ Moore is the focal point of the Bears offense.
And he's taking two defenders nine times out of ten right. When he's on the field. So it just makes sense to keep him. I mean, whether they're using him as a decoy, I'm sure he hates that. But he knows. He's going to get his chances eventually because eventually they can't double cover him all the time.
Yeah, the crazy thing too, John. If you look at DJ Moore's stats,
then start getting open. They got to cover. They got to shift for that too. But
right. And if Romo Dunze is going to be a guy that's going to continue to get better, you know, and if the double teams go that way, well, DJ Moore is going to get you a ton of yards. You know, it was interesting when you look at DJ Moore this past year, John. You notice he didn't even have 100 targets. Isn't that crazy?
No,
like, you're talking about DJ Moore.
It's. But that's because they got so many weapons on that team now. It's like you don't know who. I mean, technically, Caleb's got too many guys to throw to.
It's true.
I mean, it's sad to say, but it's true.
Yeah, you see it. You see it in a lot of instances, right? Not just in the NFL, but look at the NBA. You know, the Clippers get rid of James Harden. I know this is deep cuts, right? But Clippers go to get rid of James Harden, and now Kawhi Leonard's playing like a friggin' monster, and they're winning all these games. Why? Because you got rid of another option, and you allowed it to, you know, be like an old-school basketball team. You have one star, and you got guys around them. But that's what most offenses are when you think about it, right? Like some of the top teams in the NFL. You got like one guy.
Was it like that when he was with Toronto,
who?
Right?
Who?
Kawhi was with Toronto.
Exactly, same thing.
Yeah, he was the main guy, and he took charge.
It took charge. You know, they had, you know, Fred VanVleet, stuff like that, but it was a Kawhi team. But I think with the Bears, you know, you're right. Sometimes you can have too much. I mean, look at the teams that were in the Super Bowl, right? It was Jackson Smith and Jigba and the fellas. Right? It was I mean, I like Keyshawn Booty, but it was Stephon Diggs. And the guys, right? Like Keyshawn Booty is not a household name that you're drafting like in fantasy football, right? So these teams, they themselves had, you know, just one or two guys that can be explosive. Where the Bears, you know, that's why every single week, right, John, it was an issue. Like, oh, this guy didn't get the ball this week.
Yep.
Colson Loveland didn't get the ball for the first couple of weeks. Oh, damn. Because it's hard to spread the ball around, you know? So you're right. If you remove one, and look what happened when you got rid of Romo Dunze. Not got rid of, but when he went down with the foot injury.
Yeah.
DJ became the man. Colson Loveland became the man because there was less people to throw it to and Caleb could actually focus in on somebody.
The one guy that I would love to see the Bears get, if they could, would be Christian Gonzalez.
Ooh.
That dude impressed the hell out of me in the Super Bowl. I just couldn't believe that what he did.
It was unbelievable.
He single-handedly saved that game from being a blowout.
Yeah. He was. I made the mistake on the Chicago Lead, the TV show I do with David Hall and Ruthie Polinsky. I made the mistake right before the Super Bowl. They were asking for biggest mismatches, and my mismatch on TV, like such an idiot. I was like, Jaxon Smith and Jay Will versus Christian Gonzalez. Christian Gonzalez, when he sees JSN up close and personal, is going to get lit up for all these yards. And then I'm watching the game, and it's like pass deflection, great coverage, everything. I'm like, oh, it was like the worst take I've ever had in football because like, Christian Gonzalez.
Well, Jigba was what, 1 for 4 in the first half?
All right, he was so Christian Gonzalez.
He had
so
four targets, and he only caught one ball.
Yeah, so good, which is crazy. But I mean, hopefully, I do have here. This is a good question for you, John. Do you have faith in Ryan Poles? You know, are you a guy that's over the course of his tenure, you're in the present saying, no, I think I'm sure Ryan Poles is going to get this right. Or are you still like cautiously optimistic?
Yeah, I'll say cautiously optimistic because we got 20 guys that aren't on the team anymore in the first 4 years. And I think that's the reason why we're in the position the way we are, because you got first three rounds, 20 guys, they all been cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for two and they probably won't sign either one of them, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll
with,
be
with Dominique Robinson and Jervon Dexter.
Right, Jervon might. I mean, I think they're struggling with that three technique. So to keep him there, behind Grady Jarrett, I think would be smart. But there's a lot of pending free agents. I mean, when you look at Bears have 25 free agents, which is
it's scary.
My God, right? You got Kip, but there's not big names. Kevin Byard will be the biggest. Jaquan Brisker, Nashawn Wright, we know those are there. But then outside of that, it's like Jalen Reeves, Theo Benedict, Elijah Hicks, Dominique Robinson, as you mentioned, Braxton Jones, DeMarco Jackson, Daniel Hardy, Jordan McFadden, Devin DuVernay, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Jalen Jones, Nick McCloud, Alameda Zacchaeus, Travis Homer, Case Keenum, Jonathan Owens, Darren Smythe, Chris Williams, Andrew Billings, Ryan Bates, Joe Tryon, Kevin Byard. So it's not like world dominators, right? Like there's a lot of room for improvement on that, those free agents, if you can, win some moments within the margins, John?
Hey, what do you think about that guy Crow from the Packers? He's supposed to be a free agent this year.
Crow?
He's the one that picked off Caleb at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I think...
I mean, he's a good cover safety.
Right.
He can run.
I mean, I think when they're talking about the safety, I think the Bears are going to tackle it from the draft. I think that you can always get good value late in rounds, and I think that's one thing that Ryan Poles has been good at, right, is getting guys a little bit later. And so I think he might go that route because I think that's where you want to save the money. Save your money on linebacker and safety. I think you draft there, and then that way you can spend the dollars on tackle. And you know what I mean? Like, because you got to choose one or the other. Where are you going to spend the dollars? Where are you going to draft? I think like at 25th, the Bears have a draft pick in every round. So I don't know. For me, I think they're going to try to really get some starters because you can get safety starters in the fourth round. You can get a good.
Yeah, that's true.
Safety that's a starter. I'm trying to think. I think Eddie Jackson was a third round pick, right? So, you could find value there. And so I don't think they want to pay somebody to do that. They probably just spend some dollars on the trenches,
Yeah, I don't even know what Curl's contract would be worth.
Right.
I mean, I'm not too sure about how much. We don't even know if the Packers are going to keep him or not, or if they're going to re-sign him or whatever. But if he's available, I think I'd give him a shot because he seems like he's one of those safeties that can actually cover.
Yeah, I have to.
He's not just a ball hawk type of person, Like Eddie Jackson, for the most part, he was mostly a ball hawk guy.
Right.
I mean, in the beginning of his career, he could cover, but then after like 2 years, he said, I want the fame. And he went after the ball more.
I got to go get the ball. That's great. Hey, John, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. It means a lot, brother.
Oh, no problem, Gabe. Thank you.
Always. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Ready to chat with you. Gabe Ramirez hanging out on 104.3 The Score. So much stuff going on out here. I know it seems like it's slow, but that's not the case at all. Things are happening, moving and shaking. Talking about the Bears, talking about our expectations for the Cubs and the Sox, talking about Olympics. Bulls, if you got them, dollar in the bucket, though. If you want to talk about Bulls, you got to put a dollar in the bucket. But let's go back out to the phone lines. We got Dave from the Northwest side. Dave, are you a night owl?
Was it? Who?
Exactly, Ooh. Dave. All right, what
Dude,
you got?
We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Me and you were talking about this, and we made this up. And you were asking, what do you guys want to be called? And I said, who?
Yeah. Well, say the last part again.
Who?
Who cares? Ooh. All right, what you got to say about Caleb?
Here's the thing about the Bears.
All right.
This year, Caleb, the last 2 years, has played all games, right? Two seasons, right, without getting hurt.
Okay.
All right, now, the first year, he should have been hurt after 64 sacks, right? The offensive line, pretty much intact, not hurt again.
True.
Right, this year. 7 out of 9 wins in the last 2 minutes. Okay. Not going to happen again. All these things I'm talking about are not going to happen again next year, and they have a harder schedule. What I'm saying is a lot of things fell in line for them this year, and that doesn't happen that often. Next year, that's not going to happen. You're going to start seeing
injuries. Wait, Dave. Because here's my thing, right? Because I agree with that, you know, the Bears definitely won in the margins, and I hear what you're saying, that might not happen next year. But wouldn't you agree with me that the Bears will be better, so therefore they won't be in those positions that they were in, right? Because they were learning under Ben Johnson, getting better in real time. Now they'll be more established and therefore can withstand the chaos that is the NFL season a little bit better. Do you hear where I'm going with that?
Oh, I'm not talking. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying the injuries. They were very lucky this year. They had to all the, you know, like most major positions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Seriously, think about it. When I was a kid, well, never heard of a quarterback playing all 17. Or, well, back in the day, I was a kid, it was 14 games.
Right.
Never heard of that. They always got hurt. That's all I'm saying. 2 years, Caleb Williams played without an injury? That's insane, especially after getting killed the first year.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I do think, though, that Caleb is playing the position much better at a higher level where he's minimizing injury. I think you're right that inevitably in a violent sport like football that
yes.
It's more than likely that you're going to get hurt. But I also think Caleb Williams, at least for the next 3 years, is going to have youthful legs in order to, you know, escape what situations where most would get injured. Maybe for the next 3 years. So maybe like in 4 years when he's, you know.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
27, he might slow down a tick, and then, you know, the next Myles Garrett will catch him instead of him running away. So maybe that's when he'll face some injuries. But I think for the next couple of years, he's going to be all right. Now I want to bring up the offensive line, which that is the outlier, right? Where all the, you know, they played with each other. Like, those are the things Bears fans dreamed of, where came week 15 and the announcer would say, this offensive line has played every snap together the entire season. Like, those are the things you dreamed about, right? So we know those don't happen. But I think the Bears have done a good job of creating depth at those positions, right? If you think about Ryan Poles and where he was at when he first came in, literally just bringing bodies in the door. And now he's in a position where he's creating depth, right? Where obviously Ozzie Chiprillo gets hurt, but when he comes back, he's going to be a piece. You have Braxton Jones as a free agent. You might want to bring him back, but if not, you can just draft somebody. Again, a much better place than you were some years ago. So I think to answer your question about, you know, the injuries, it's like if the offensive line has an injury, I think the Bears will be better suited to handle it next year because they have more depth, and I think they'll be better suited to withstand, you know, injuries and like ups and downs throughout the season because they'll be a better team.
No, Gabe, I agree totally. Now, as far as the Bulls,
oh yeah, Dollar in the bucket. Dollar in the bucket.
Wait, how about you? Yeah, watch this. Irrelevant. They're irrelevant. It's almost like, you know what? You watch this, and you think every year they're going to turn a corner or just be halfway more decent. No. We don't care. We're just going to just have people come in, fill the stadium, and watch this crap. That's all that is. It's crap. Brother, I love you. You take care of yourself. Have a good night.
Dave, have a great one, brother. Part of the Night Owls, my guy Dave. It's a great way to end the call, talking about some Bulls and their relevancy. I could do a whole damn segment on the Bulls, which I will on the other side, but I want to take a couple more phone calls. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 104.3 The Score. I'm going all the way till 5 o'clock, by the way, too. Again, this will be typically Monday mornings and Friday mornings is when we're thinking about doing it. Next Monday, though, because it's President's Day, I'll be filling in on the morning show, myself and David Hall. And then I'll be doing Tuesday as well. Are you filling in on Monday?
I was just about to say, guess who's also in with you on Monday? Baby T.
The baby is a T. Is Snake Man keep calling and hanging up, bro?
Yeah, this might be him again. I'm gonna check.
Go ahead. I'll put him right through if he calls in, because I can't deal with this guy calling and hanging up on you. Baby T, David Hall, Gabe Ramirez in the building. So that'll be Monday and Tuesday on The Score, filling in for Mully. I know Mully's going to Japan. Japón. Se va a Japón. No sé por qué. No. He's going because he's going to hang with his daughter. So I do know why he's going. Ya yo sé por qué. Porque va a visitar a su hija, algo así. He's going to visit his daughter or something like that. So we'll get a chance to hang out with him. But in the meantime, what's up? Are we talking to Snake Man or what? I got everybody else on hold. I'm trying to get this guy the direct cut pass line to the front so we can chat a little bit. But again, you can call as well. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. A lot of things you could talk about on the wheel tonight. We got, obviously, Bears thoughts, you know, what your mood is right now on them. Are you still watching highlights from the Packers game like some other people were calling in? We got the Bulls, but if you talk Bulls, dollar in the bucket. Got to put a dollar in the bucket. Olympic sports, I want to know if you're watching those, because I don't want to know if you're watching those. I want to know what your favorite sport is, like what you like to watch. What's your guilty pleasure when it comes to Olympic sports? And then we're also doing expectations on Cubs and Sox, because the season's right around the corner. And so I want to know what your expectations are. And if you want to do a deep cut, I'll take a Chicago Fire phone call, if you are so kind to call in.
But I know you're dying for a Fire phone call.
If you have a question about the Chicago Fire, I'll be sure to answer it, Tyler.
You are not going to leave that unanswered, Gabe.
I will not. I will lie and say someone texted in a question just so I could talk about the Chicago Fire for a second. All right, let's go out to the phone lines before we take a break. Let's go to Zach out in Union Grove. Zach, are you a night owl?
I'll take a Chicago Fire phone.
Who?
I love it, Zach. Let's go. All right, here's what I need you to do, Zach. I need you to you got to lower the radio, though. I know you want to hear yourself, but you got to lower the radio a little bit. Hey, I got you. Just so this could work a little bit better. The good thing is Tyler's going to podcast this, okay? So if you really want to hear it back, it'll be online for you to go ahead and listen back to, but you got to turn on your radio. Not like all the way down. There you go. All right. Tyler, put him on hold because he's not escuchando. He's not listening. There we go. All right. If you want to pick him back up and tell him to turn his phone on. And I get it. Listen, I've been a 17-year-old kid before too. I want to hear myself on the radio all the time. Right? It's just a rarity. But the cool thing is there's this thing called technology. And our producer will put this show online for you to listen. So if you want to hear yourself, you can actually just go back on the Odyssey app. And then listen to the show and listen to yourself. So that way, it's just that if you're putting the radio up, there's a delay. So like when you talk, you got to wait a little bit, et cetera, et cetera. All right, we got Snake Man. We ready to go with Snake Man, Tyler? Now, if there's ever somebody that's ready for overnights, it's a guy named Snake Man. All right, I'll get to Snake Man in a second. My other question, and I would love for you to text in, because you don't have to do this for this one. I'll probably do this like in the 2 o'clock hour. And it is that if you could drop, we're good on Snake Man? Just shoot him to me.
Just take the break.
Okay. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, we got a couple people on the lines. We're going to talk to them. And then I'm going to ask the question, with all the people stepping in to try to get this stadium done in their backyard, whether it's Iowa or Hammond or Arlington Heights, if you could pick one place anywhere in Chicago, anywhere, don't worry about permits or, you know, logistics, any of those things. Don't worry about that. If you could put the Bears Stadium anywhere in the city of Chicago, I'm going to give you free reign. Where would you put it? You can put it anywhere. Not, and maybe you want to put it in a Hammond next to the Horseshoe. Maybe not. Maybe you want to put it next to the United Center because you live there.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.